Today was a very big day in the world of Chabad. Today was the Rebbe's father's yahrzeit, Rebbe Yitzchak Schneerson. So I wanted to give a brief maisa what happened when the Rebbe's parents were not able to be able to go to the Rebbe's wedding. I think for a lot of us, you know, especially when it comes to a simcha during Corona, and it's very hard to travel, and most of us can't be at the simcha, sometimes could be a little bit of a downer. And listen to the words of the Rebbe's father in a letter that he wrote to the Rebbe a week before the wedding. He says to the Rebbe, to Menachem Mendel Schneerson, a week before the wedding, when he knew he was not going to be able to go because of communist Russia. Our Avos Yaakov did not have his father and mother with him physically when he went to marry Rachel and Leah. Nevertheless, the match went very well, as the Torah says, and the man became exceedingly wealthy. The Pasuk says in Bereishis Lamed Mem Gimel, "Don't worry that we, your father and mother," says Rav Levi Yitzchak Schneerson to the Rebbe, "well, don't worry that we're not going to be with you at the physical place of your wedding. We are together with you in our hearts and souls, which no physical space can possibly divide us at all." Meaning to say, no matter if we're with you physically or not, we're always with you. Right now, the communist Russia is the Shlich of the Ribono Shel Olam. It doesn't want us to be together. But don't think for a second then, when it comes to the wedding, we're not going to be celebrating in our apartment. And that's exactly what happened. We had a lot of people. I'm reading this out of the Rav Chaim Miller's biography. A lot of people came to the Rav Levi Yitzchak, the Rebbe's parents' apartment, to celebrate the wedding. We're not even at the wedding, because this is the whole idea about being a Jew. You don't have to be physically present at the wedding to be celebrating the wedding. Obviously, it would be great to be able to be there, but at the end of the day, to be able to be there is just a luxury. To being there is spiritually and metaphysically. And this, listen what he says at the end of the day. "The most memorable communication from Rav Levi Yitzchak was received on the day of the wedding. The tablecloth was wet from my husband's tears as he wrote that telegram," Rabbi Tzinchana later recalled. Right, the Rebbe's mother, right, wrote, "The tablecloth was wet, mamash, from my husband's tears." Rav Levi Yitzchak's brother, Rav Shmuel Nirsin, the Rebbe's uncle, similarly noted, "All the love of this father and great man, his deepest emotions were poured into this telegram from the core of his soul." And Rav Levi Yitzchak wrote to his son the day of the wedding, "May you walk in the Torah, the path of Torah and mitzvos, and live lives of nachas, peace and tranquility amidst all good forever. May you both be a source of pride and renown amongst Chai Yisrael. May you engender a generation of upright offspring, children and grandchildren, occupant of Torah mitzvos, literally." And listen to how he writes at the end of the line, "Your father who is literally together with you, Levi Yitzchak." I love that line. Your father who is literally together with you. It doesn't matter if the Rebbe's father wasn't there at the wedding. Physically, he wasn't there. But spiritually, metaphysically, and mentally, he was mamash with the Rebbe at the wedding. Yishvi zocha b'ez Hashem to take great chizik from the words of the Rebbe's father. No matter what simcha it is, no matter whether we're at the simcha or not, or if you're there spiritually, you're mamash there. As the Baal Shem Tov always quotes, the Dagom Machar Farim always quotes from his grandfather, "You are where your thoughts are." If you're thinking about being at the wedding, if you're thinking of being at the bris or the bar mitzvah, it's mamash as if you're there. Yishvi zocha b'ez Hashem to take these words into our hearts and souls. B'ez Hashem Shchach.